Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A quick follow-up report today on KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development. We often feature their clients on the program, often just plain old folks like us looking for help in taking an idea to the next level.
Last year, KCARD reached 65 different counties. We had over 200 different businesses that we were working with consistently throughout the year. And in any given month, we're receiving inquiries from people and helping individual businesses that number between 150 to 200 per month of new people that are contacting us. Some of them may have simple questions that could be answered very quickly in 15 minutes, but most of them are going to require a lot more work to sit down, really talk about their business and about their goals and about how we can help them meet their goals.
KCARD Executive Director Alita Bott says concepts may range from developing value-added food products to opening a livestock processing plant, and they help with getting started.
Of the 200 clients that we worked with last year in 2015, 43% of those, so almost half of the people that we worked with last year, were new to KCARD. So they had not worked with us before, and they had discovered us a lot of times through word of mouth, and they found that they could use our services, so we were really pleased to get them in the door.
Most often, those initial services are free of charge. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
The Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development website is KCARD, KCARD.info. Alita Bott says visitors can read all about the progress of fellow entrepreneurs and how they utilized KCARD. She estimated they interact with hundreds of individuals each year with planning and advice for them as often as they need it.
Over half of them were people that we've worked with in the past. And many times we'll find that businesses that we've worked with to help them develop their business plan or help them apply for a loan or a grant, a few years down the road, they're going to have a different challenge or they're going to have a different idea that they want to bounce off of us or want to evaluate. And so they'll come back to us at that point and we'll work through that challenge. And so on a general basis, we're helping hundreds of Kentucky agribusinesses every year.
KCARD, truly a tremendous resource for the state. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.